our first guest that's going to be talking with us. Her name, Terry. Terry is, it's interesting. She was one of the first people to respond to my quest for experts and how to turn your fears into cheers. She's going to let us know some personal insights on how she went from a 600-square-foot apartment wondering whether or not that's all there is to life into living a life that she just couldn't imagine. I'm going to see if I can patch her in here. Let's see if Terry is on the line. All right. I'm going to hold on here. Terry, are you with us?
I sure am, Soul Dancer. It's so nice to be here.
Yay! Well, welcome to the show.
My
all right.
Pleasure.
As you know, we've got so little time, so I'm going to dive right in. I so enjoyed your post. And as the CEO of White Wing Entertainment, you didn't always think you were going to live in a 600-square-foot apartment, but you started out there. What was that one financial fear that you faced way back when?
Well, my biggest fear when I was sitting there in that apartment, and I actually have to tell you it was in the closet of the 600-square-foot apartment that most of this came to me because there was so much noise going around from all the neighbors. And in that probably 3 by 5 square feet is when I started to just say, how did I get here? Is this fear that this is going to be the best I ever have in my life? Is this going to be it? And that thought was just so unacceptable that something about the fear kind of broke through. And that's when I started seeing my beliefs, that not just regular beliefs, but core beliefs, the beliefs that were supporting all the other little branches of beliefs that grew from it, came up. And that's how I got through those fears. But the big fear was, how did this happen? How did I get here? And when you have those big questions of fear, I think you're at a really good point in your life because then you can change it. And a fear really is just a negative cheer. You're cheering, but for the wrong thing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's
very true. So I love your illustration of your core beliefs being like a tree that have branches to it. It's just like your core life sort of thing. Now, what were some of those core beliefs that you had to rattle to get some of that fear shaken off?
Well, as you mentioned, a great deal of these have to do with self-worth, worthiness and value, and money and abundance really is about value. It's about energy and how much energy you actually can kind of bring through you into the world through your creativity, just through being. But I'll give you an example of one of them. One of my fears was if I would get wealthy, then people wouldn't like me. My friends wouldn't like me anymore. My family wouldn't like me anymore. And I had to get to a place where that was okay. People who really love you don't care what you're making. If you get $1 billion, they're happy for you. If you get, $0, they still love you. It has nothing to do with, anything external. It has to do with going internal. And the core beliefs are really so very powerful, but they're different for every single person because every person comes into this life and has experiences that no one else has. That's why maybe several members of the same family, somebody could go on to have great wealth and abundance in their life and be happy about it, and someone else from that same family could never get it figured out and always be resentful or fearful, if frightened, of what really is their due in life. The abundance is there for every one of us, not just a selected few. It's there for everyone. And those
core beliefs. Terry, you had to recognize that you put your own roadblock in place. You put this notion that, boy, if I got really financially abundantly wealthy, I'm going to be alone. No one's going to love me.
Mm. Absolutely. And, you know, that is a great fear, because we have, at a core level, we have such a need to connect to people. We have such a need to be loved. I'm sure it goes right
now,
back
you're
to...
You're talking in the we. Are you, you're not talking about yourself?
Absolutely.
That's me, too. Okay.
Until I could see that in myself, how could I change it? And when I saw that...
there we go.
Yes. When I saw that I was doing the things to repel money, and I was having a fear of money, and when I noticed that it was actually a very loving act, that I was, some part of me was keeping abundance from me because part of me was afraid that if I got it, you know, X, Y, Z, or, you know, Q or P would happen. And so that was very loving. What I did was, first of all, let them come through, and probably 80-some of these core beliefs, the beliefs that actually hold the whole thing up, when you can pull them out, all those branches fall out. They're gone. But getting to those core beliefs, that actually comes from, I believe, a deep desire and your soul. And everybody has a soul. So once you get desire, then you got it.
Now, I'm curious, Terry, how did you manage your inner judge, your inner critic, your inner perfectionist as you were doing this? Because I imagine they were having a heyday as you were looking at your core beliefs.
Oh, they certainly were. And I loved how you said at the very beginning of the show to get into the explorer mode, because I think that's part of the key. You have to be playful. I was playful. I allowed myself to just play and make mistakes. And once I allowed myself that freedom, it opened doors in many areas for me, including playing music that I never knew I could write, sing, or even perform. So it was those kinds of things. And you know, when you're exploring Soul Dancer, that's when the good things come. It was when I went after my highest dreams, my biggest dreams, the ones that were way out there, that's when I got the best stuff in my life. The fear holds you back from the abundance that is your birthright. And
well put.
Yeah,
well put. So, Terry, looking at where you were then and where you are now, if the person that you are now were to go back and tell the person you were then everything that you've accomplished today, would the person you were way back then look at you and go, yeah, right? Or would that person go, yeah, right?
Ooh, I would say that the person would be cheering for me. The person I was would be cheering, because that was a possibility, and something within me desired that so much that I was willing to look at every one of those scary beliefs, those painful beliefs. I was willing to listen to the cheerleader in me, not the fear leader, and turn out the fear leaders all around me that were, you know, blasting messages of keeping me small. We're all meant to be huge, big selves of not ego, but our very, very essence, our wonderful, joyous selves. And when someone does that, when you can reach that state, it's so wonderful, because everyone can see it. Don't you, when you're in a good mood, soul dancer, don't you feel like you could almost fly? Like, everything is going so fantastic. Yeah.
Of course, I'm really, you know, it's interesting you pick that up, because the more happier I am, the more I'm willing to share. And that's what I'm hearing you're saying. Terry, we're rapidly running out of time. We've got about a minute left. I am so delighted that you brought up the notion that we've got to shake that core tree belief system and do it in a way that's playful. Can you give me an example as we begin to wrap up, what's one of your favorite ways to play?
My favorite ways to play is taking a boat ride and looking at dolphins jumping in the air, because they know how to play, and they have huge
capacity.
That's
yeah.
my favorite way to play. Absolutely. I think if everybody would play with dolphins, we wouldn't have problems in the world.
Oh, how true. How true. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you once again to download that program guide. Look at Terry Marie's qualifications and credentials. She's got some great stuff there. Terry, I know that this is just the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of some wonderful, magical, co-creative stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Soul Dancer.
And we'll talk soon. Bye for now.
Absolutely. Bye.